Can I sit like this?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah. I know the tune, you know.
What's it called?
Yada yada ying ying ying.
Yeah.
Yada yada. And it must have been Bob Rotmeyer. And I think, you know. But the rest, I don't know, you know, who they are. But I, it's Wings.
Well.
Yeah, what's more to say? Should I give it stars or what?
Yeah, well, I mean, did you like that kind of music?
Yeah.
What about the other solos? The guitar and the drums?
I think, the guitar was good. It was, I don't know who it was though, but it was, personally.
Personal?
Mm-hmm. And the drums was very well played, I think. It was simple.
Yeah.
Not too complicated. I hope it was Brokemeyer. Yes.
Well, 5 stars means sensational, 4 is very good, 3 is good, 2 is fair, and 1 is bad.
I think 3 then.
Okay.
Yeah. I could have danced all night.
You love a song.
Yeah. It's funny. It's difficult for me to say who they are really. It sounds like Miles Davis. I don't know if he recorded that too.
Well, you recorded it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but not the same way though. I did it as a ballad.
In Swedish?
Yeah, in Swedish. I think I like it. It's at least different.
You like the idea of the waltz treatment?
Oh yes, I do. Especially when they're playing solos.
Mm-hmm.
And they have different things going on, you know. I couldn't tell though who's the flute. He sounded very pretty, had a very nice tone. Was it piccolo? Was it ordinary flute?
True, I guess.
Sounded very light.
How would you rate it?
Let me see. Sometimes it sounded like Art Blakey on drums, but I don't know. The piano, I don't know really. Well, I like it. Let's give it, see. No, I couldn't give it more. No, 3.
3?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So what? I think it's, I suppose it's very interesting and it's full of strength, but I don't really care for for Brubeck's piano. But I like Paul Desmond.
Yeah.
And I like the drummer too. But this is a kind of strange thing, though. It must be one of his compositions, I suppose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You notice the odd time?
What?
The time? It's not a regular 4/4.
No, no, it's not, no. But I don't think it's jazz. That's why I... Not really. When Desmond plays, it is. But when he's, you know... It's a good piano player, you can hear it, and it's strange, but I personally doesn't care. I don't care for it too much. So, too.
All right.
Oh, yes, Lord. My cigarette, Leonard.
I'll get them.
Oh, is that?
Oh, excuse me.
Thank you. Ray Charles. I know that, even if it's, it must be an old, recording. Because I never heard him like that before, but it was nothing to, it must be in here, you could, especially the piano playing is still the same, but I prefer him the way he sings now. It might be that the recordings are better now. And I don't know what band it was though, but I think I prefer him with his own, band. They worked out things together. I like it very much. Four, I think.
What do you think Ray Charles has?
Oh yes, the soul.
That's what I want you.
Say. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I do. But it's difficult. It's difficult to say. It is. What I like most is the first tenor solo.
First tenor solo?
Oh, yeah. I like that very much. Must be one of these moderns, I think.
Mm-hmm. How about the last trombone solo?
Oh yeah, I love that too. The last one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so difficult for me to say what it is. Because I don't think I've heard this band before, you know, together. It must be a session or something, is it?
I'll tell you later.
Okay, let's see. The tenor sax first, I like very much. I wouldn't dare to say because I don't know who it was, really. It sounded a little. Sonny Rollins and a little Coltrane.
You think the band as a whole swung?
And what?
The band swung?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think.
What would you rate it?
I give it 4 stars. I think it was good. Was atmosphere there. That's good. I never heard the tune though. I don't. I suppose it's called "As Long as You Care for Me" or something like that. Of course, Ella Fitzgerald, and I never heard her do anything bad. She's always great.
I like the arrangement.
Yes, definitely. I do. Is this one of the, might be, I never heard it. I like the arrangement very much. Oh, what's more to say?
Well, you've heard
Ella. Ella's always Ella.
You've heard Ella in Sweden, I suppose, with a small group, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, she can, you know, she can sing with small groups and big bands, and she's always good. She knows how it goes.
Okay, how would you rate it?
4.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I could tell you all about that one. And,
Have you heard it before?
Oh, yes, I heard it. I've heard it once, only once. Or maybe they've done it twice when I've been at the concert, too. But, I didn't know until the other day really what it was. And when I was home at the Klaus Dahlgren and I played it, I got homesick, so I played, you know, Quincy's at Home again.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I must give it 4 stars because Arne Domneris, he always kills me every night, even if we play together. Every night he always plays good, and he comes with new things every time. He doesn't play the same. He's always interesting, and that's. That proves that he's a good musician.
Did you hear anybody else besides Arne?
Yeah, it was the other alto was Rolf Beckman. I know all the guys in the band. And I think that Quincy wrote the arrangement, didn't he? Yeah, I think he did. Maybe not, but he wrote the most of the things on this record, but... No, it didn't. No, it didn't. I don't think he wrote this one, though. I think, I don't know. I don't know for sure. Anyway, I like it.
Yeah, okay.
Is Lida Hord. Oh, she's very good. But I prefer when I can watch her at the same time. Not only listen to her, when I can see her, because I think she is one of the greatest artists on a stage. And I suppose it's her husband that did the arrangements. Danny Hayton sounds a little bit like it.
Did you ever hear the tune before?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Did you understand the lyrics?
Yes, I do. But these things, you know, I really prefer to see her do than to listen to it.
Yeah.
Like when she does Love Me or Leave Me and things like that, you can listen to it and enjoy it very much, but this is more or less stage numbers, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So for listening, it's good though. I don't know what to get. 3.
Right.
I couldn't give more than 3, but
yeah.
I like her anyway. I couldn't give her less either because I like her so much. To
yeah.
Watch and things like that.
What would you give 5 stars if I played it?
I know what I would give 5 stars for would be some of the things in Porgy and Bess with Miles, and this morning from this one. No, I would give 5 stars. I think it's crazy.
Which one?
Morning.
Morning, yeah, by Lanny Erickson Ross.
Yes. And, of course, I think it's all right with And Ain't That Love. And this, Losing Hands, I think, with Ray Charles. And this, this here.
Oh, yeah,
back with, with Cannonball, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really. That's something else. Oh, something else is good. That's worth 5 stars, too.
Something else by,
Yeah, Cannonball.
Cannonball. Yeah.